Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Putting the past behind. One thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. Philippians 3:13. Paul's past as a persecutor of the faith could have paralyzed him as an apostle of the faith. But knowing the power of God's grace to forgive and forget, Paul was able to put away his sordid past and reach for what is ahead. F.B. Meyer shows how you can make the same freeing discovery. Walk with F.B. Meyer, an English pastor who cared for the needy. We ought not to dwell upon our past sins as though they were ever present to the eye of God, so we will not be incapacitated for high and holy service. What would Peter have done on the day of Pentecost if he had persisted in pensively dwelling on the scenes of the denial and had not dared to believe that all was forgiven and forgotten? What would have been the effect on the Apostle Paul if he had allowed the memory of his share in the harrying of the saints to overcast his spirit when summoned to found churches, write epistles, and traverse continents? When once we confess it, sin is immediately put away. God will never mention it again. It need not be a barrier on our service. It should not hinder us from aspiring to and enjoying the most intimate fellowship, which is within the reach of mortals. Today's New Testament reading is Philippians, chapter 3, verse 12, through chapter 4, verse 1.
Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. All of us, then, who are mature, should take such a view of things. And if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you. Only let us live up to what we have already attained. Join together in following my example, brothers and sisters. And just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. For as I've often told you before, and now tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. Philippians 4. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, dear friends.
The choice is yours. Either brood over your past or press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Philippians 3:14. Nothing compares with the excellency of knowing and serving Jesus Christ. So don't allow the haunting reminder of past sin to deflect you from pursuing your present goal. Concentrate instead on developing your relationship with Him, and your mind and heart will be filled with dreams, goals, projects, and prayers for the days ahead. Press toward the goal of knowing Jesus and of making Him known. It's the best way to move toward the mark in your Christian life.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.